Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Andre Turea is here. He is the co-owner and CEO of a company called Green Attic Roofing. GreenAtticRoofing.com is their website. Thanks for joining us, Andre. How are you?
Hi, John. Thank you. Everything is good. Nice and warm today. Not cold anymore.
You brought me a gift from your country? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Moldova.
How long have you been in the U.S. of A?
2007.
2007.
Yes.
Did you come here to do roofing, insulation, and solar?
That was my dream all my life.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, not everybody says that.
No, we believe in green energy, and that's why we started this. But everybody comes to the United States for a better life, and this is a country of opportunities.
So what is your business focus on?
So we are focusing on energy efficiency. So we do insulation, making sure that your home is comfortable and it's, you know, it's done right. And then we transition to roofing and solar, making sure that we can look at your house as a whole. And right now there is a lot of opportunities in solar because all the rising cost of electricity and all the data centers being built, there is a lot of opportunities that, you know, people can take in that.
I told you off the air, I often drive through a little town called Manuka, and they have on what was acres of farm field, now solar farms. I mean, there are thousands of these solar panels, and I'm reminded when I see those things must not only work, I didn't doubt that for a minute, but I also thought maybe those panels are getting more efficient. Maybe they're good at converting solar radiation into electricity.
Yes, they are, and technology is always evolving, but we kind of hit like a spot that it's stand there for the past couple of years. That's where we are, and for the next, you know, 10, 20 years, again, with AI, you don't know what innovation is going to come tomorrow. But wherever we have right now and the panels that we use, they are good for 25 years. We've seen 30 years. They just stand there and keep producing electricity.
Mm. Are you more interested in residential or are you interested? I'll tell you where you should put some solar panels. Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking. These giant warehouses that they have off of the highways these days, it's just like acres of roof asking for something to be up there, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, we can do it for residential, but obviously for commercial, there is more opportunity because those warehouses, like you're saying, they are so huge and that roof is unused. And we can turn that roof into an asset for the clients. They can actually use it and have electricity, reduce their bills, increase the property value. And there is rebates available from the state, from the ComEd, from the federal government. Still, there are rebates available that can offset 90% of that cost.
90%.
90% in some cases, depending on the size of the system, 90% of the cost the client will get back.
The bigger maybe, the more generous the rebate?
Correct, yes.
Wow, well that's even better if you've got a big roof. So the state of Illinois has a rebate program. ComEd does. What's the ComEd program called?
It's Smart Inverter Credit for DG installation.
And the Illinois program?
And the Illinois Shines. Illinois Shines, it's
Illinois
called.
Shines. Mm-hmm. And then there's a federal tax credit too?
There is a federal tax credit.
I thought those expired. I thought they were canceled.
Correct. The residential rebate expired, but the commercial, it's good up to July 4th of 2026. And you can start the project before that, but you have to finish it by December 27. So there is still time for people to take advantage of this, and we don't know what's going to happen after.
All right. To be clear then, if you want to take advantage of all of that, including the federal tax credit, you need to sign a contract maybe by July 4th of this year?
Sign the contract, we need to start the engineering, and we need to apply for the permits so they can see some work that's already being done on that project.
And then you have until December of 27 to finish it.
Correct. Some projects are big, and they require a lot of, you know, investment and a lot of, you know, labor hours, so those will take longer time. So, yeah, they give you time all the way up to next year to finish it.
Mm. And then what happens? The panels collect the sunlight and then turn it into electricity? Is that what happens?
Yes, that's correct. And we help with interconnect, so you are connected to the grid. So in summertime, your panels will produce more electricity. You're going to be actually selling it back to ComEd.
But am I first using the electricity myself? That is, the power that's coming in is mine.
Correct, yes. Everything that's coming in, you use it for your, you know, place, whatever it's a warehouse or a house, you use it there. Excess goes back to the grid. In wintertime, when the panels generate less or they have snow on it, you will use the grid as normal. But the idea is that these panels will offset up to 80% of the cost of electricity, 70, some places even 100%, depending on your usage and what exactly do you have.
Is it sunny enough here?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And what if it's a day? Well, today, actually, we've got, well, actually, I'm looking out the window now. It's kind of gray. It's there are shadows being cast. I would say it's a sunny, gray day in Chicago. Would this be capturing radiation right now?
Yes, because the sun, it's not only like the sunshine itself, but it's the UV rays that they generate, you know, electricity.
That's that I don't see.
Exactly. So because of that, even if it's a little bit shady, you still can get electricity generation.
Huh. How's business?
It's tough, but, you know, we're hopeful.
It would seem to me like, I know the federal administration is, the president is not into all of this green technology, it appears. I would imagine the state probably is different about that. Is Illinois a friendly place for this sort of thing?
Correct, correct. Illinois understands the value of these data centers that are being built, and they want to offset that electricity usage by using the solar panels.
Well, it would seem to me like the motivation, if I had a roof on my business, would be for me. But just as a matter of national or state policy, these data centers are huge. Water and electricity sucks, and they ain't going away. So it would seem to me like somebody's got to figure out a way to generate more electricity, and outside of using fossil fuels. I mean, this would be one of the ways to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly why they come up with these programs. They want to help to offset some of the cost that you incur just to make sure you install panels so it's easier on the grid, easier on them, basically.
Yeah, right. And the Illinois and the ComEd programs don't expire anytime soon, correct?
Not as of right now, but that's not a guarantee. Like, you cannot possibly know that. But so far right now, they're available. And if you lock into the program, if you sign in, it's guaranteed to receive the money from the rebate, from the ComEd, and from Illinois Shines.
If I'm residential, or for that matter, business, if I have a pitched roof, I presume I want the roof facing the south. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So I guess that would be a consideration for me, the consumer, and you, the manufacturer, builder, right?
Yes, correct. Because most of the flat roofs, you can place the panels looking south. If you have a pitched roof, like you have a dentist office or you have any kind of plaza, we still can do panels, but we're going to have to look which way is your building looking, where you get the most sun. Because, you know, it doesn't make many a lot of sense to put it up north. So
I think some people are a little hesitant because of the aesthetic. Maybe they don't like the look of the panels. I would feel less concerned about that if it was my business. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the panels actually look nice. Like, I know that, you know, the beginning, the panels, they had like metal framing around it. They were kind of, you know, bulky. Right now, they are like, you know, looking very nice, all black, very seamless. And the way we install it, it's, you know, it kind of looks cool, okay? And again, not always your front of the building is facing south. Sometimes it's facing north, the entrance, and then the panels on the south doesn't really affect you. Flat roofs, when you drive off the highway, you're not going to even pay attention to that. Because it's on top, and it, you know, it actually kind of looks cool.
Yeah, when right. You have it, modern, you know, space age.
Exactly.
But you're right. If it was a 2-3 10-story building or whatever, nobody's going to see it anyway, right? So the program for the federal government, you want to have it done by July 4th. Illinois and ComEd, at least for now, are saying that they will continue to. Do they incentivize it? I mean, is it a rebate from Illinois and ComEd?
Yes, you will receive a check in the amount of the rebate. Yes. From them. We help you with signing up for the rebate because we are one of the distribution energy installers, so we have to apply on your behalf, but we have all the paperwork. We provide you all of that so you can only take a benefit out of it.
I suppose it helps, too, to know that you are also in the roofing business. If you're going to be climbing on my roof and, I don't know, screwing things in there, I hope you guys know what you're doing, right? I don't want a leaky roof.
100%. And that's another thing. We will not sometimes recommend panels because the roof is already old and it's going to need replacement. So if your roof is 10 years old, it has 10 more years lifespan, and your panels will stay there for 25 years, you may consider replacing your roof now. But we can do both. We can actually help you to get a new roof and the panels and put everything together in one place.
I talked to a guy who had them installed in Minnesota, of all places. And he said that he would look at the meter and it would sometimes go slower, 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 stop. And then sometimes, this sounds apocryphal, but he said it would go the other way, meaning that he was actually generating more than he was using, something like that, right?
Yes, yes. And then imagine Minnesota, how much north it is, and they still generate electricity. So Illinois, it's actually, again, don't forget, changing weather, last couple of years, how much sun we had, how much warmer the winter was. So this is a good place right now to install solar.
Okay, Andre Turea.
Yes.
Is the co-owner and CEO of Green Attic Roofing. And I presume people to reach you will go to your website, greenatticroofing.com.
Yes, that's correct. We have a commercial solar page that explains everything about the rebates. And they can reach out our phone number, 847-871-9999 or greenatticroofing.com.
GreenAtticRoofing.com makes sense. This is a green concept. Or call 847-871-9999. Okay, good luck to you, Andre. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you.